This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We'll be having an interview with the Yorkton Community Concert Band. So make sure.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming up here in a little under a week, Tuesday, May 14th at the Ann Portneuf Theater, Yorkton Regional High School. It's the spring concert for the Yorkton Community Concert Band.
It sure is. We're doing a concert. It's called Portraits of Canada, a musical tribute. As you know, Canada has changed in the last 10, 15 years, so we're trying to show our diversity, all the players who are in our region now. We're having Aboriginal drummers. Tribal Chief Isabel Osupa is going to give an opening remark. And then a whole bunch of Canadian and other music. We have special guests happening, a Filipino choir.
Yes, we have a choir of people. They're part of a Filipino culture group in Yorkton. And they are coming to sing us their national anthem as well as another piece. So we've had the privilege of practicing with them a few times. It's been really fun.
It's neat seeing all that kind of stuff come together, you know, when it's two groups that don't usually play together and then suddenly it all meshes.
Yes, there's definitely some hiccups to get over and then we figure it out.
Exactly.
Absolutely, yeah. It's cool to see the different multicultural aspect in Canada, and that's the thing. Like, it's such a huge country full of different types of music, and that's what you guys are going to be showcasing next week.
We are, and one of the pieces we're playing is written for Ukraine, and it was unfortunate, but it was done during the war. 2022, American composer was so overwhelmed by what was happening there that we're doing a piece called Kiev 2022, and we're having Kalena and Trianda, two dance groups, working together, and they're going to have all kinds of dancers there as well, so that's exciting. We also have people from Netherlands, Holland, and we're doing a piece from their country. So it's neat to bring out these different cultures and bring that forward.
Yes, indeed. And not only that, there are songs that celebrate different parts of Canada, including Alberta, with the Wild Rose Jamboree. There's the Canadian folk song, Rhapsody, that kind of celebrates the entire country as a whole.
Yeah, there's kind of a different part of that sort of from each province in the country, so that's kind of a neat piece too. And then, of course, the second national anthem of Canada, the Hockey Night in Canada theme song.
Yes.
We got to play that one too. And salute to the RCMP, and we'll have RCMP members there as well. And the Winter Games theme song too, from the Calgary 1988. So, yeah, lots of different.
It's really cool to see just the amount of different types of music that you're playing. So if people want to stop by, when, where, how much?
Well, they should come early. It starts at 7:30, so come at 7 o'clock, get a good seat in the Ann Portneuf Theater. We're so lucky to have that wonderful theater in our city. There's no admission. It's by donation at the door. So we're hoping you'll bring a friend and come and listen. Easy listening. It'll be just around an hour concert, and you're going to see dancers, RCMP and Red Surge. The finale is our national anthem. We have a giant screen, and it shows across Canada a video of from Vancouver to Halifax. It's amazing video. So that's all part of the activities on next Tuesday at 7:30.
Perfect.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and hope to check it out. Hope to see a big crowd come out and just enjoy live music.
You know, and the neat thing is, these musicians are not professional, but they play like professionals. And I have to say, it's a regional band which rehearses on Tuesday night. Our season will be over with this concert, but we'll be starting middle of September again, and hope to have others come and join us. So Esther Hazy to Priestville to Malville. Sound clubs all over the place, the musicians, and we get together because we like making music. It involves a few high school students, and we have 80-year-old members in there. So it's a whole variety, young and old. It's really a family band, and we're so proud of what they've done this year. We had a great casino show a couple weeks ago. It was a jazz band, and it was a swing into spring. And then the jazz band played at football night on Saturday.
Yes, that was fantastic, by the way.
And then this is our concert band finale. So we're excited, and it's great to have the Filipino Choir, as Tamara mentioned. It's another addition to our cultural activities in Yorkton.
All right, well, once again, Portraits of Canada, a musical tribute by the Yorkton Community Concert Band and the Filipino Choir, happening Tuesday, May 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the Ann Portnum Theater, all by donation. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to mention?
No, just thanks for all the people who support us over the years, and again, we just hope to have a good crowd and Port Neuf. It's going to be a wonderful entertaining, and it's only going to be an hour long, so you're going to really enjoy all the people to see what's happening.
All right, well, once again, Larry Perrin and Tamara Mushka, thank you both so much for joining us today in the studio.
Thank you for having us.